This is 7AD and 7VU, and the Hurricanes women play La Trobe today and tomorrow, WBBL, against the Melbourne Stars. Here's Captain Elise Villani. Hello.
Hello, how are you
going? I'm going all right. Ever been to La Trobe before?
I have not. I have been to Devonport a couple of times, but not specifically La Trobe, but I have, you know, been on the Spirit of Tasmania a few times.
Beautiful little cricket ground.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, obviously it's not something I've experienced, but it's great to be amongst the local community and hopefully we get a few people out to support us.
Yeah, well, when I say little, I mean it's pretty much an average-sized cricket ground. But it's always a Jason Sims, the curator there, always puts a nice, fairly even bounce wicket. So hopefully if the rain holds off, you'll get two full games of cricket against the Stars in.
Yeah, it would be great. Looking forward to hopefully being a good batting track for myself. But yeah, I'm sure that Jason's put in a ton of work. So we're looking forward to showcasing the grounds and obviously our skills as well.
Yeah. 3 o'clock's the perfect time when you go to the country areas because, you know, for girls, for instance, who are playing cricket, it's the old scenario. If you can't see it, then you probably can't be it. An opportunity for kids to go along and watch you girls and learn a few tricks.
Absolutely. Hopefully, as I said, we can get the local community to come and support us. And you're absolutely right. When I was growing up, I didn't see any females playing cricket. So my heroes growing up were Ricky Ponting, Adam Gilchrist and Matthew Hayden, and I sort of fell into the sport because I've got three older brothers. So I think it's a fantastic opportunity for young girls and boys alike to get amongst it, see the girls giving it a red hot crack and hopefully representing Tasmania really well. And it'll be great to be on show and to hopefully inspire the next generation.
Yeah, well, you're coming off 3 weeks, three wins in a row, going great.
Yeah, the momentum's with us at the moment, which is awesome. We know that T20 is a pretty fickle game, so when you've got the momentum, you've got to, you know, fight to hold it for as long as possible, knowing that things can change really quickly. But I feel like the squad's in a really great place at the moment. We've had some, you know, fantastic contributions from a number of players, and I've said all along that's probably our greatest strength is the depth of our squad. So people have stepped up at different times, which is really pleasing to see. And, we're certainly not relying on one or two members of our squad, which I think is fantastic. So, yeah, really looking forward. And I feel like we've really started to hit our straps now at the right time of the tournament. And hopefully we can continue that form on in the next couple of games against the Stars.
Your form with the bat's been pretty good. A couple of runs in the last couple of games.
I started a bit slowly, but, I feel like, as I said, it's a bit of a funny game sometimes. You can sort of, you know, ride the highs and the lows, and it's probably more lows in T20 than highs because you sort of strapped for a bit of time and we've had some rain-reduced games and a washout and, lost a little bit of momentum along the way. But the last three games have been really pleasing for our group and, you know, I'm starting to feel a lot more comfortable at the crease and, yeah, really pleased with how the team's progressing at the minute.
Yeah. So almost a full-time Tasmanian now. Do you feel Tasmanian or what?
Yeah, I actually feel like I should start getting a bit of a cut of the tourism because everyone I meet, I sort of am encouraging them to come to Tassie and come and, have a look at all the beautiful places. And, you know, I've been able to travel around to different parts of Tasmania as well. Still got a few things on the to-do list like Cradle Mountain, but I've thoroughly enjoyed living here the last 18 months or so. And, it's a place that feels like home every time I fly in. I certainly feel like I'm coming back home. So absolutely enjoying my time, love the community, loving the people and the support that we're getting from the whole of Tasmania.
The standard of women's cricket, and not just at the highest level with you girls, generally, from junior cricket right through to, like, senior women's cricket.
Yeah, I think it's hard to sort of, I guess, comment a lot on that because I would absolutely agree with you, but I just feel, you know, a little bit sad for all of the women that came before us and really paved the way. So the skills were always there,
yeah.
But I guess the investment wasn't there. So now, you know, being, playing today, we've had the ability to have that investment from the organisations and from Cricket Australia. So I guess we're just the beneficiaries of all the hard work that the women before us have done. So, you know, I think about the people like Catherine Fitzpatrick and Zoe Goss and the talent that was on display.
Yeah.
Years ago, but they just didn't have the same opportunities as us. And I think, the introduction of the Big Bash, as you mentioned earlier, has meant that there's more, you know, females that you can see playing the game. So it really has become more of a sport for all. And there's a clear pathway now, which I think is fantastic.
Now they're whacking it over the boundary regularly.
And that's it. I mean, they've got lots of people that they can sort of look up to. You think about the Harris sisters who can hit the ball a long way. And
yeah.
We've been on the other end of that a couple of times this season. So you're absolutely right. I think, you know, there's a lot of skill involved, and there's obviously also a lot of power as well. So I think you're absolutely correct in saying that the development has really skyrocketed, and I'm looking forward to seeing what cricket holds for women in the next sort of 10 years. I think it's pretty scary as to how talented the next crop can be.
Hopefully the weather's great and you get two full games in at La Trobe.
Yes, fingers crossed.
All right. Thanks for having a yarn, Elise.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.